The Valley arts scene is getting increasingly competitive, with growth happening in Phoenix, Tempe, and Mesa, to name just a few. Scottsdale has long been considered ahead of the pack, but recent leadership changes have put that more in doubt. Neely Pearl became CEO of Scottsdale Arts just a little over a year ago, but he resigned last month. Now Amy Nesbitt, Director for Performing Arts for Scottsdale Arts, is leaving her position after only a couple of months on the job. What explains the big changes? Is there something abstract going on in Scottsdale? Arts and culture writer Lynn Trimble, a Phoenix New Times contributor, is with me to talk about it. Lynn, what do all these leadership changes tell us about the current state of the arts in Scottsdale?
Well, I think Scottsdale may have a little bit of an identity crisis. I'm not sure Scottsdale knows what it wants to be, and when you have a city in that situation, I think it's tough for the arts and, you know, other sectors to fit in. So that may be the big picture behind what's going on. But also, I think, you know, we have seen this bringing other people in from outside Arizona with a big splash, and it may be that that's just not the way to go here. It may be that we've got local talent, or the Southwest is full of arts and culture talent, and it may be that really we understand ourselves best and maybe would do best at putting ourselves before the community and the wider world.
Is there a resistance to change, though, as there might be in any organization? So someone comes in from out of state who has a reputation for certain things, and then people say, oh, this is going to be great. And then you get to know the person and say, well, maybe your ideas are good, but maybe they won't work here.
Yeah, I don't have any reason to believe there was something specific about Neely Pearl, except that when you see that many resignations happen under his leadership, you begin to wonder what in the heck is going on, right? So we've had five main directors leave in the past couple of years, and it's just a bit of a red flag. So I think, you know, in my conversations with Neely, I felt like he's definitely, you know, a sort of administrator 101. Did a lot of time evaluating, analyzing, looking at ways to reorganize what we were already doing. But I never quite got the passion that I think has to drive an arts leader.
Mm-hmm. There is the perception, probably Scottsdale is in the spotlight about that, of what sort of audience you can appeal to here, because it's a very diverse audience, but also we talk about this all the time, that some people are only here 6 or 7 months of the year. Does that complicate sort of the mission, especially in a place like Scottsdale? Maybe Tempe would apply to that as well.
Yeah, great point. One of the things I see happening is that Scottsdale is spending a lot of time, you know, based on the meetings they're having with business owners and community members, they're spending a lot of time on how to pitch themselves to people that aren't from Scottsdale, to getting people to come in, even from an international point of view. And there's nothing wrong with that. And we appreciate tourism. We know it's part of our thriving economy. But it's important not to leave the locals behind, right? And so I feel like even as we're driving this one track, which is this bureaucracy, this Scottsdale Arts, right? And it's got the major organizations. There's a whole arts infrastructure beyond that, right? Where we've got galleries and other people coming in doing creative things. And so my question would be, how are you balancing what's happening at the major centers with what's happening in our communities? And also, how are you serving our residents in addition to just wanting to lure other folks to come and see how fabulous Scottsdale is?
With an arts organization in a city like Scottsdale, does there have to be a specific mission statement, or do you have to be open to trying all sorts of different things? Can you sort of stuff that all into a paragraph?
The mission statement is pretty broad, but I don't know that they're sort of hitting all their cylinders. And ironically, one of their goals was to have really competence, not the word, but amazing, you know, arts leadership. And so they need to do a little work there. But diversity and some of these other things that I'm not sure we're really getting at. And I think it's flexible enough that if you have the right people and you let your creative team be creative, you can make it happen. But they clearly haven't found the mix. On a positive note, though, they do have Sarah Cochran at Scottsdale Museum of Contemporary Art, who's been there relatively long period of time, right, compared to everyone else. And so I feel better knowing that she's there and there is some steadiness there. It isn't as if the whole salad bowl got tossed up into the air, right?
So at this temporary point, who is in charge of Scottsdale Arts? Is it just someone who's been on the board?
Mike Miller, who's a member of the board, is the interim CEO. And then Natalie Marsh is the interim COO. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not unusual for nonprofits to do that on a short-term basis, right? So I think what we all have to watch for is, are they, you know, going to get out and hustle to find that person? Or are we going to, you know, have interim folks for months or a year? And it's then it gets to be a problem.
You have any idea now, based on what you've seen from Neely Pearl and who's in charge of Scottsdale Arts, what the next CEO might be looking like? Do you think they might look for someone with a completely different background?
You know, they're not, they're mum on that. I haven't heard them talk much about what they're looking for. Wait and see.
Okay. So Where do you think this puts Scottsdale then right now with all these changes that you've written about? Is it just sort of this kind of thing happens, or does it look a little bumpy, like truly bumpy right now in terms of, is it going to take a while to get their footing back?
I think that there's, we can all take solace in the fact that there are still amazing art opportunities, some for artists, but also for residents. We've still got the Canal Convergence, which is actually going to grow from a, you know, couple day event to a 2-weekend and eventually a 10-day event is their plan. So I think there's hope. I think it's when we, when residents start to see that they're not finding the kind of exhibits or shows that they're looking for, then it'll be a bigger problem. So far, despite the changes in leadership, the residents are still getting some good arts and culture there.
Arts and culture writer Lynn Trimble, you can read a lot of her stuff in Phoenix New Times. Lynn, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.